Midwest farmers have planted genetically altered crops since the late 1990s. So-called GMO crops like BT corn and Roundup Ready soybeans are bioengineered to contain a gene from another species. They now make up one-third of the corn and half the soybean crops. Genetically altered crops have sparked growing public opposition. Now the possibility of genetically altered farm livestock is on the horizon. So far, scientists have created goats, sheep, and dairy cows with transplanted genes for use in laboratories. The animals produce human pharmaceuticals in their milk. For example, the high-tech cows can produce the substance humans need so their blood can clot properly. In theory, scientists could use the same technology to create high-tech dairy cows for widespread commercial use by the nation's farmers. The cows could be genetically engineered to resist diseases or produce more milk. But Chuck Muscoplatt, dean of the College of Agricultural, Food, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Minnesota, says huge obstacles stand in the way.
It's very, very expensive. It's almost not feasible except for the most valuable of all human pharmaceuticals. And that may happen within the decade, to have very, very specialized pharmaceutical-producing animals. But I don't think it's likely to be routine production of milk or dairy or meat products within the next decade. I think that's a much longer-term time horizon.
For one thing, genetically engineered animals are much more difficult to propagate than plants. In general, embryonic cells injected with the desired gene must be cloned and raised in surrogate mothers. The failure rate of cloning is spectacularly high. It takes 100 attempts to produce just 2 or 3 live offspring. Muscoplatt says current technology just isn't up to the task of producing genetically engineered animals on a large scale. More importantly, he says, the public still needs to deal with the troubling social and ethical questions raised by the new technology.
I think these things find their way into society when the society becomes to understand them and realize that the benefits outweigh the risk. And it's my opinion, at least in the chair that I sit in as the dean of a college of agriculture, that the community is not yet ready for genetically modified animals on any large scale.
But others seem undaunted by the obstacles. Michael Bishop is president of Infogen Incorporated, a biotechnology company in DeForest, Wisconsin. The company owns the technology that led to the birth of the world's first cloned cow in 1997. Bishop says his company is very close to producing genetically modified livestock for widespread commercial use.
All we lack is the genes that we want to put into the cells to do it right now. Because we could create the founder animals carrying the gene, for instance, a bull, and use that bull to breed literally thousands and thousands of cows.
Bishop says he expects the necessary genes will be identified within the next few years. But even if the company solves the technical problem standing in the way of transgenic farm animals, Bishop acknowledges the public may not be ready for them.
And that may take... That may take a few years. We may need to do more research to prove to the public that we're good stewards of technology and that the technology does not harm the animals and the products from the animals do not harm people.
The public may still have a few years to get used to the idea of transgenic farm animals, but transgenic fish are much closer to the marketplace. Fish are easier to genetically manipulate than animals because fish produce massive numbers of eggs that can be raised in water. A Waltham, Massachusetts-based company called AF Protein is now raising test pens of genetically altered salmon on Prince Edward Island in Canada. The salmon contain a gene from a cold water fish known as an eel pout. They grow 4 to 6 times faster than standard salmon. Company president Elliot Entis hopes to have the genetically altered salmon ready for sale to commercial fish farmers in 2 years. The company is now seeking approval from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Entis says the main objections have come from environmentalist concerns that the transgenic fish could escape from fish farms and mate with wild fish. The company plans to address those concerns by sterilizing its genetically modified salmon. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Lozier.